Good morning. Happy Tuesday to you. How's everything?
Fine. Bit of snow, but other than that, the sun is out again.
Well,
now,
if it's snowing, Emily's going to think that's great.
She's going to love it.
I mean, she doesn't even know what a snow day is, and she'll think, this is cool. This is really cool. Now, if I can just get Grandpa to pull the sled. Right? So, this morning, on the report for SEO tips, like we do every Tuesday on the Geier Cook Report, of course, you can get the show notes, and you'll want to get the show notes. We'll have a lot of links for you today. Go to thegeiercookreport.podbean.com in maybe an hour or so, sometimes a little longer, and download the show notes. Because today we're talking about two things, kind of. There's a complete guide to doing Google Analytics add-on for Google Sheets. That is to say, take the information that you get out of Google Analytics and then import it into Google Sheets so you have a nice, pretty, crisp report made with the Google Sheets add-on. And so what you have to do is you go to Google Sheets and open up a sheet, right? Any sheet. Doesn't have to even be about SEO. And then go to add-ons, search for a new add-on, type in Google Analytics, bazinga. It'll come up and give you this add-on. And report was written by a fellow named Neil Patel. Let me go on about Neil Patel for just a quick minute. Neil is the co-founder of Crazy Egg, Hello Bar, and KISS Metrics, K-I-S-S, we know what that stands for, Metrics. He helps companies like Amazon, you may have heard of some of these, NBC, GM, American companies, so GM might not be rolling off the tongue in England, HP and Viacom, just to name a few, grow their revenues. The Wall Street Journal says he's a top influencer on the web, okay? Forbes magazine says he's one of the top 10 online marketers, and there's a lot of them out there. So to be in the top 10 niche by Forbes magazine, you got to be doing something right. And in the show notes, we printed up in the show notes, there's about 6, 7, 8 lines about all the claims to fame that Neil has, and they're all great. Take a look at them. And his post that he wrote, I've got the link there. It's on quicksprout.com blog. The complete guide to Google Analytics and the add-on for Google Sheets is right there in the show notes. Go to that link, muddle through. If you get stuck, give us a holler. Kelvin will be happy to help you. Just give him a ring up. It's a long-distance call to Cambridge, but it's worth it. So go to Geier Cook Report, thegeiercookreport.podbean.com, and get those show notes. And also in the show notes, I guess it's one of the pearls in the oyster of that document, is there's a download there for the free list of 14 important SEO metrics. And why do you have 14? Because one single metric won't do the job of giving you all the information that you're going to need to do your search engine optimization job. If your page rank is going in the toilet and you're not monitoring PageRank, so then you want to do the report fully and completely and get the metrics thing sorted out and do it correctly. And then having this add-on for Google Sheets, you not only do it correctly, but you'll make it look good. And speaking of looking good, once again I segue right into the shout-outs. The Edinburgh Duster Company in Edinburgh, Scotland, the company that likes to clean, will make that apartment you're trying to rent look good. Okay, job done. Fraser Ramsey, he also made the graphics that got this show started. It used to be called The Cook Report, but in studying SEO, everybody else is The Cook Report also, so we had to change the name. So now we're The Geier Cook Report. So give Fraser a call at Edinburgh Dusters. They'll take care of you. Also taking care of you in Scotland, and Stirling, Kevin Scullion, whose nickname is wrestling related. Yeah, Skull Crusher Scullion. And that's only when he's walking. He's a champion. He's undefeated. And albadigitalmedia.com is his website. Give that a go. If you have questions about web hosting, web solutions, hardware, software, all those kind of things, he does that very well. The third thank you on the list is thanks to Blab. Blab.im makes this possible. We can stream this podcast and record it. We do a little bit different recording because we're also using a tool called Screencast-O-Matic that captures this desktop, so we don't have to wait for an email from anybody. We get an email from Blab that gives us the MP3 and the MP4 of the show, right? But because we've got it in this recorder, online is good, but on the desktop is even better and more instant. So I can go straight away into extracting the WAV file and whatnot. So a big thank you to that. And having that WAV file and having all those pieces of the puzzle put together gives me something to talk about when I go to Blab. And where do I go in Blab? Friends Just Chatting. That's on the Blab channel every weekday morning, Monday through Friday. Friends Just Chatting is Friends Just Chatting, indeed. Today they were talking about 3D printing and the future of technology. People from all over the world. I mean, it's an international community, and that's where it starts. The conversations, you'll come to enjoy going to Friends Just Chatting, I'm sure. Thanks to the folks at YouTube for giving us space to put this video online on YouTube. And speaking of online locations, we're also on Stitcher Radio. We're on Spreaker, which gives us like 4 million dashboards. The show notes and the audio are on podbean.com, which means that we automatically get uploaded into iTunes. Go look for the show notes at Geyer Cook Online Services blog, and that's going to be in the show notes that you can get from the geyercookreport.podbean.com. And in there, they have a link for the Cook Report, the Geyer Cook Report, evaluation question. It's a single yes-no question. Doesn't get any easier to do. Takes less time than a blink. And we'd love to get your feedback. And, of course, there's a shameless plug in there to become a patron of the podcast and so fund a, because we've got all these expenses. We're both tea drinkers. We go through a lot of tea.
A lot of tea.
And tea doesn't grow on trees, okay? It's a shrub. It's a small bush. That's it. So, anyway, as I say at the end of every show, when we get to the end. Did I forget anything? I don't think so.
Can you remember why I might be looking so smug today?
Well, okay. We'll say it completely. The smug, is it about the 50 years?
No, about being number one.
Oh, okay. Cambridge University. There's this list of universities that teach physics in the UK, in England. So Fraser found the list. Or no, Kelvin found the list, actually. Got Fraser in the head. Kelvin found the list and sent me the link. Guess who's number one for physics instruction in all of England? All the choices you can get. You could even go and get one-on-one training from Fraser Ramsey. But beating that, all that, Cambridge University. Cambridge. Congratulations for that. That award, plus the new building for physics. Oh, they're spot on doing it right. And speaking of doing it right, it's time to see those three magic words. It's a wrap.